North Florida's Apalachicola region remains the subject of ongoing lawsuits between Georgia and Florida over water use. This decades-long water war has taken a toll. A decline in the health of the bay has impacted the region's key seafood industry and the health of the city that depends on it. Now, North Florida lawmakers Bill Montford and Jason Schoaf are trying to help by allocating millions of dollars to shore up the city and improve the water it depends on. But environmentalists are wary. I'm Lynn Hatter. The Apalachicola Bay is prized for its seafood harvest, mostly its oysters. In 2012, that bay collapsed, leading the federal government to declare a fisheries disaster. Florida sued Georgia, arguing its northern neighbor was holding and using too much water upstream. The case went to a federal magistrate who said Florida should have sued the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. The Supreme Court sent it to another arbiter who recently ruled against Florida's request to cap Georgia's water use. That arbiter pointed to a history of droughts and overharvesting. In the meantime, the Apalachicola Bay, river, and the people who depend on it have suffered economically.
To encourage responsible development and protect the environment in our historic city, we must replace our aging water and sewer systems. Yet local revenues to do that don't exist under any realistic scenario.
The city of Apalachicola is one of two populated areas designated as critical state concern. Mayor Kevin Bagos is backing a proposal by North Florida Senator Bill Montford and Representative Jason Schoaf that would steer millions of dollars to the area each year. Bagos noted in December the city needs the money, and it cannot generate enough on its own. Furthermore, the region got hit by one of the most powerful hurricanes to ever make landfall. Bagos says that caused even more damage to an already fragile area.
I understand the enormous budget pressures the legislature faces, but this bill is vital to the future health and prosperity of our city and Apalachicola Bay.
I am fifth generation here in North Florida, and all my family's grown up on the Apalachicola River.
Montford, a Tallahassee Democrat, wants to transfer $5 million a year from the state's Florida Forever land buying program to the Apalachicola region. In addition to water infrastructure projects, the funding would also be used to purchase additional land with an eye toward preservation and water filtration and cleanliness.
As Floridians, we've got to do whatever we can to protect this really special environment that we have throughout this state. There's not another state in this country that can brag and boast about what we have from an economic, from an environmental standpoint. And if we don't do it, nobody else will.
The effort comes as Florida remains entangled with its northern neighbor, Georgia, over water use in the Apalachicola-Chattahoochee-Flint River system, which supplies both states. Florida wants more time to file an exception to the special master's report siding with Georgia. The case could go back before the U.S. Supreme Court. Meanwhile, another lawsuit is moving ahead. This one deals with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, which administers water in the system. The group Earth Justice says the Army Corps has mismanaged the water reservoirs. While there is support for the plan to steer money toward the Apalachicola region, environmentalists are wary. That's because the source of the funding, Florida Forever, is a politically sensitive issue. Florida Forever has been starved of money for years. It's funded through the Land Acquisition Trust Fund, and that's meant to conserve land, not fund sewer projects. Environmentalists worry Montford and Schoaf's bill could set a precedent that allows others to try and tap Florida Forever for non-land purchases, something that's happened with Amendment 1, which voters approved to create a dedicated pot of money specifically for conservation and restoration projects. The legislature is in its final weeks, and time is running out for the Apalachicola funding initiative to make it into this year's budget. For WFSU News, I'm Len Hatter.